We are up to Siman Tovkuf Pei Tes. We're up to Siv Dalet. I mamash want to finish the Siman. Well, we fell behind quite significantly, and I want to start Siman Tovkuf Tzadik as well, if we manage to do that. So, okay. So up to Siv Dalet. Andrigenes, so that's page 126. Siv Dalet. Andrigenes Moitzi Ezmino. Now, Andrigenes is a human being, but it's not so clear if he's a male or female. He's got simonim, he's got signs of zachas and of nekevus. He can be moitzis minoi. Menchaschinach goes to all the mitzvahs and he speaks about andrigenes. Okay, so he can be moitzis minoi. Tumtum is the opposite. He's got neither simonim. He's neither male or female. Afilus enu minoi, enu moitzi. He can not be moitzi, he cannot be moitzi his min. Because it's a sofek, as Mishnah Berurah explains, it's a sofek, that's what it is, and therefore he never will be able to moitzi anybody else. Okay, sifei. Misha chetze evet v'chetze ben choyrin. Somebody who is a half an evet and half ben choyrin. Half an evet, half ben choyrin, that can happen. For instance, if you've got an evet that is owned by two owners, and one owner redeems his part of it, he'll then be chatzi evet v'chatzi ben choyrin. He'll be half redeemed and half still a slave. So, mitzi chatzi evet v'chatzi ben choyrin, ein moitzi afilu atzma. He cannot be moitzi even himself. There's no point in blowing the shofar. Why? V'tzorich shizka loy ben choyrin loyitzio. And he needs somebody else, a proper ben choyrin, a proper free person to blow shofar, to be moitzi him. Why can he not be moitzi himself? That's really interesting. He can't even be moitzi himself. Why not? That's right. The half of the Evet, his Evet element within him, cannot be moitzi. He's going to blow the shofar and he won't be able to be moitzi the half part of him, which is ben choyrin. So therefore, he's in a difficult situation and he won't be able to redeem even himself. As the Mishpura explains, if gotten zayin, afilu atzmoy, the loy osi tzad after shepoy, the part of the slave part of him cannot be moitzi as tzad cheru shepoy. Or cannot be moitzi is part of his half, which is cheirus. Okay, that leads us to Sif Hei, which is arguably much more noigea. Af al pi shenoshim pturois, bottom line, although women are potur, are exempt from mitzvahs tkiah shofar, pturois, yecholois liskeh, they can still blow the shofar. Yeah, so although they are potur really, but they can still blow the shofar. V'chein, similarly, achre sheyotza, kva yochoy liskoya leyotzion. Somebody has been yotza already, can blow the shofar for them. Aval, however, ein mevochois. Although ladies can blow the shofar, they cannot make a bracha for it. They cannot make a bracha on blowing the shofar. V'lo yevochu lohen. And someone else shouldn't make a bracha for them. This is the famous opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And that's what the Sfaradim follow. Now, although ladies, they can fulfill a mitzvah, so starting point is that all the time-bound mitzvahs, women are exempt. That everybody agrees to. Everybody agrees as well that the women can fulfill a mitzvah which they are really exempt. The question is only as to whether you make a bracha on that or not. The opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that since they are exempt, they cannot make a bracha. This applies for shofar, but it will also apply to any other time-bound mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch holds, they cannot make a bracha for it. That's the opinion. What does Sfaradim do? Right? Sfaradim will not make a bracha on a tilas lulav. Sfaradish ladies will not make a bracha on shaking the lulav. Because of time bound mitzvah, you don't make a bracha on that. And the why don't they make a bracha on it? What's wrong with making a bracha? Why can't they make a bracha? Why is it bracha levatola? That's an interesting approach. That's not what the Mishnah Berurah says over here, though. Although, your approach, there is something about your approach. It's an interesting point. But the Mishnah Berurah explains that, says a slightly different point. He says, if cotton yud, top of next page, why can they not make a bracha? Because the mau vetzivonu bedovo sheinu mechayeves. How the bracha, the wording of the bracha is, vetzivonu. You have commanded us. Vetzivonu, translation is, you have commanded us. How can a lady say, you have commanded us, if they're not commanded? So therefore, the wording of the bracha is inappropriate for a lady. And therefore, women will not make a bracha on a mitzvah they are not obligated to keep. Yeah? So you're ready to ask something. Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute. Loy midivrei Torah. They're not obligated. I'm continuing the Mishnah Berurah. Not because of divrei Torah. Not from the Torah. Loy midivrei Sofim. Not from the Chachamim. The isha mitzvah says shel man goma p'tura isaf min rabbanon. Women are exempt from time bound mitzvahs and don't have to do. Now the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkot and Tehes tells us something interesting. That there's a bit of a chiddush over here that you can blow for women. Why is there a chiddush you can blow for women? Do you think there's a chiddush that a man who has been fulfilled his mitzvah fully? Do you think there's a chiddush, or do you think it's safe, straightforward, it's self-understood that he can now blow for women, be moitzi women? Okay, you fulfill your mitzvah totally. You take your shofar and you blow for your wife. Is that self-understood? You can do that. I'm not going into the bracha shaila. Is it self-understood you can do that, or do you think there's an element of a chiddush in that?
I think considering the ikamitzvah is 30. And you can listen to 100, then there's already rubber to blow as many as you like.
Okay.
And so once you can blow as many as you like, then you blow for yourself and blow for your wife. There's really, I don't see there's a kiddush.
Okay, yeah, I hear that. What do you think?
Yeah.
Because of that point.
The only problem is, was it
good.
Once you've done the chiyuv, are you allowed to blow anymore?
Very beautiful. Beautiful, very good. Yeah, that's the point. Oh, so there isn't. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tehes explains bottom line of the previous page. He said we would have thought that. I'm going to read Sifkot and Tehes. V'chein achas yotze kvar. Roitze loyma. Av she yotze, although he is yotze ready. V'lo yamrino, we do not say, the kibbut shu atzma in a tzorich ato litkeha, since he does not need to blow himself anymore, to oi v'mishum shvus, kshetekeh b'shvilon. I would have thought maybe he's doing a shvus now, it's a drabonon. You're not allowed to blow a shofar stam on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to blow a shofar stam on Yom Tov. Because it might be a klesh, you know, to use a musical instrument right? Do you take out your guitar on Rosh Hashanah? I mean, right? We don't normally. So over here, but it's a drabonon. But of course, it's permitted for a mitzvah purpose. Of course, it's permitted for a mitzvah purpose. But over here, who said that's a mitzvah purpose? She's not obligated to listen to the shofar. So maybe now you'd have thought that it's a shvus. It's awesome drabanon. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch, and even the Shulchan Aruch agrees to that no, there is a bit of a mitzvah for her as well, and therefore, there's no problem of shvus over here. She, you're allowed to blow for a woman, although she's not really obligated. The luat of the Mishnah Berurah is the mikon mokem miktsas mitzvah yeshlaim bet kios. Now there's a bit of a mitzvah in it. So although she's not obligated, but there's still a mitzvah in it. Yeah, we can hear that. Ktas mitzvah is based on the concept, so I understand and so I heard, that God la mitzvah ve'oisa yoisa mim eino mitzvah ve'oisa. That a person has, the person gets much more reward than if he's obligated to do something. You all know how difficult it is to do something. If I ask my children to go into pajamas, it's much harder for them to do that. I don't know, please tell me if I'm right. No, if they're doing it from their own accord. If it's from your own accord, it's easy, it's geschmack. You want to do something from your own accord. If you're asked to do something, it's much harder. Suddenly there's the Yetzirah telling me, no, I don't want to do that. Who are you to tell me, type of thing. It's natural. It's totally natural. If it's from your own accord, your own decision. That's the underlying concept of Godel HaMetzuv V'Oseh. So somebody who has been asked to do a mitzvah, our reward is much greater than a woman's reward. Why? Because it's one of our mitzvahs. Therefore, we get a greater reward. It's a bigger mitzvah for us. However, a woman who hasn't got a mitzvah, she's not to do it, but she hasn't got such a yetzer on it. It's not so tough for her to do it. Yeah, you know, I'm going to come along, I'm going to listen, you know, and it's not a mitzvah. So therefore, her reward is smaller than our reward.
But it's still not a mitzvah.
It is. She's not a mitzvah on it. It's still a mitzvah without being mitzvah on it. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Yeah, no. Can you hear the concept that it's a mitzvah though she's not? It's definitely a mitzvah.
How can it be a mitzvah for her if she's not commanded?
So I suppose the answer is it's taken out a mitzvah. It's not a full-fledged mitzvah for her. But it is a mitzvah for men, and it is to a certain extent a mitzvah for her as well. There is an element of a mitzvah in it. Yeah, but I hear your question, but it's yeah.
Why do you need to come on to Ketzat Mitzvah at all? Because as I understood it, maybe I'm wrong, you can pick up a shofar any time on Rosh Hashanah and just blow it.
The answer is no, you can't. You can't. If it's why picking up the shofar? Why picking up? If you're just dumb, you want to have a musical background during the meal, no, you can't. It's takashvus, you can't.
You can
Practice you can. Yes, you can practice because it's not stam. But if you're doing it for absolutely no reason, you're not allowed to actually. You're not allowed to be misasik. If you're doing it for no reason, you're allowed to blow the shofar for no shana, for no purpose. You're not allowed to.
Never no purpose, because you want to blow shofar.
What does that mean, blow shofar? Why are you doing it for?
Because it's shana.
So therefore what?
You want to blow shofar.
So why are you not blowing on shavuos? So, but why? What makes it Rosh Hashanah? Why do you have cheshik to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? What makes you want it blowing on Rosh Hashanah?
Because Yom
Teruah. So therefore what?
So then Yonah
Diyoma. But is it the mitzvah part that triggers your desire? If it is, then you want to fulfill more opinions, you want to go according to other shittas, you want to make a fancy tour, a Yemenite tour, or you want to wear a Sfadische Shvarim, or you want to make a brisket tkia, then fine, it's a myth, do it, go for it, just go for it. But if it's just for the musical background enhancement, let's go for it, then you can't. You can't do that, you're not allowed to. So there's a mitzvah.
I'm trying to make a parallel with lulav. You can shake your lulav all day long.
Yeah, because there's no issue. There's no shvus in that. There's no shvus involved.
You can't take a lulav on Shabbos.
Yeah, mukta, but it's not mukta. It wouldn't be mukta on Yom Tov.
Shabbos
is
also not going to be mukta the whole of Yom Tov either.
What's that?
It's just going to be an isser of
klei sheir.
It's not
mukta, it wouldn't be. Well, it would probably consequently. No, on Oshana it wouldn't be. On Oshana it wouldn't be. No, on Oshana it wouldn't be. Okay, now, so that's with regards to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that we don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha. Women, Sfadische women, do not make a bracha on Tkiyas Shofar. What about us? Do we? Yeah? Or man says the Rama, Hagav Aminek, our custom is, Shanoshim Mevoches al Mitzvah Zish Mangome, our custom is, top line, that women do make a bracha on time-bound mitzvahs. Okay, and therefore, gam kan mevoches das manos over here, they make a bracha. So this is a universal machloikis between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. A universal machloikis as to whether time-bound mitzvahs, which are fulfilled by ladies, if they do make a bracha or they do not. Aval acherim lo yivoch lohen, others should not make a bracha on that, for them, im kva yotzu ve'ein toikin rak lanoshim. The Rama over here says, that if others should make a bracha, if they've been yotz already, but if you are taking care on a man, then who needs still to hear the tkiyas mevochin loy, aval b'shikva yotzu, you do make a bracha, k'moshin isbasim and tovkuf pe'esiv base. Okay, so the point over here of the Rama is that generally speaking, a lady will make a bracha on tkiyas shofar, And that's okay, although she's not fulfilling a full-fledged mitzvah, but nevertheless she's allowed to make a bracha. What about Betzivonu? What does that mean? Betzivonu means on a global. Right. I think you're right. That's the straightforward answer. It's very much what you're saying. Betzivonu doesn't mean necessarily me. It says that Hashem has asked us to fulfill a mitzvah, and it could mean more the us, not including me, type of thing. That's probably a straightforward approach. There could be other answers as well, such as that it's the nusach haboch is attached to the mitzvah, and therefore, if you're allowed to do the mitzvah, you're allowed to make the boch. But probably the answer that you're giving is probably the straightforward answer.
I've come across shuls where they do have a separate blowing for the ladies.
Yes, and you're quite right. The end part of the Ramovia is a question. I am, pardon? Yeah, ladies, definitely halach lemaisa. Certainly, we make a special assembly of ladies, and you're allowed to make a bracha for them as well. Certainly, certainly according to the Rama. Correct. It's probably not like the Rama over here. It's like the Yisod of the Rama without his continuation of the Rama over here. Siv Zayin, Hamudra Ano Mechaveiroi, somebody who is Moder Ano. He doesn't want to get any benefit from his friend. That means that if somebody says, I don't have anything to do with you, I don't want to get any benefit from you, Yankel. You still owe me 500 pounds, I don't have anything to do with you. I don't have anything to do with you. Then but if he's blowing the shofar for me, that's okay. Why? Because blowing the shofar is fulfilling a mitzvah. Mitzvah is not considered I'm getting benefit from it. Because it's something between me and Ribbono Shel Olam, so therefore that's okay. V'davka k'shutekia me'elav lo'itziyo. That's only if he's blowing him to be mo'itziyo. Avalim amala amudra anov lo'itziyeni also. If he's specifically saying be moitzi me, he's asking a special personal favor, that would be a problem. We've spoken in the past about the wording of koinem, which is much worse, much more severe, which implies there's like a carbon. Then you won't be able to get any. You won't be able to blow the shofar for you if you say the nusach of koinem tkiyoso. Seif ches hamis asik betkiya shofar leislamed. Imagine somebody's blowing the shofar just to get practice, okay? Mr. Vigoda is blowing just to get practice. But I'm on the side, I said, you know what, that saves me from going to shul. He's blowing such beautiful tkiyas, save from going to shul, might as well just listen carefully to his tkiyas, saves me from going to shul. Why do I need to go to shul? I'm going to have beautiful tkiyas right over here. Are you yoytze, yes or no? Yoytze or not? What do you think? Okay, but what happens if you don't hear the bracha? You just don't hear the bracha once. Does it matter? You're still fulfilling the mitzvah. So, you're right. The point you're saying is true, that you're losing out the bracha. That's true. But let's say I say, you know what, forget about the bracha. Forget about the bracha. I'm just going to listen to his tkiyas. Does that save him from going to shul? Oh, well, he didn't have me in mind. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hamis asik betkiyah shofar leislame deyotzei chavosoi. Somebody just blowing the shofar just to get practice. You're not yotze the mitzvah. You're not yotze the mitzvah, even for himself. V'chein ha'shem yamin ha'misasek lo yotze. Same thing also, somebody's hearing the person who's blowing just for practice. He's not yotze either. V'chein ha'toikea l'sheir. Somebody wants to make a musical, he's blowing for musical purpose. V'lo nischam l'tkiya mitzvah. And he's not trying and planning to do this as a mitzvah. Lo yotze, you're not yotze. This is all based on the concept of mitzvahs tzrichos kavona, a global, universal machloikas, and a concept that mitzvahs require kavona. If you're doing a mitzvah with that intention, you're not yotze. That's how we definitely, it's a machloikas rishonim, it's a machloikas in the Mishnah, it's a machloikas in the Gemara, it's a machloikas in the rishonim, it's a machloikas in the poskim, it's a machloikas everywhere. Halach l'maisa, every case is a topic on its own, literally, and it's a huge, huge topic. When I teach that in year 3, I tell them one Mishnah in Brochus discusses that. And I tell them, I want him to remember that for life. This Mishnah, I'm moichel other Mishnahs, but this Mishnah I'm not moichel. They have to remember because it's something they're going to be discussing when they're in school, when they're in the yeshiva, when they're in yeshiva gdoile, when they're in koilel. For the rest of their life, they have to know the topic of mitzvah tzichas kavona, which is true. So here, that's one of the cases of a mitzvah tzichas kavona over here, that if a person blows the shofar without intention, he's not yotze. The truth is, there's machloikas about that, but our kuponim for the reisi was certainly machmir, that if a person blew the shofar without intention, he's not yotze, and he cannot consequently be moitzi others. Okay, let's carry on in Shulchan Aruch. If a person had intention of fulfilling the mitzvah through the tkiyah shofar, and the person who is blowing the shofar doesn't have intention to be moitzi, or vice versa, or the person who is blowing has intention to fulfill the mitzvah and to be moitzim, but the person hearing doesn't have intention to be yotze, they're not yotze until both have intention. Let me just explain that. There is two kavonas that a person that are required, and I think that in most shuls, the Gabo, the Baal Tekeh, the Rav, claps out before the Tkiyas. No, is that universal? Is that everywhere? Does the Rav say something before? It's okay, there's two Kavonas. That's the two Kavonas. It's this Shulchan Aruch over here. It's this Shulchan Aruch. There's two things that needs to have in mind. One is that the Baal Tekeh needs to have in mind, I'm going to be Moitzi, whoever is here. I'm not only blowing for myself, I'm blowing specifically for everybody else. Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona. That's one. Besides that, and just as important, it's also that a person listening needs to have in mind that I'm yotze with that. This tkiyas over here, I'm not listening for music. I'm not listening to that because I'm listening to that. I'm hearing that because it's a mitzvah. Both intentions are ma'akev. If one of those two is not happening, you can forget about it. You can go home and do it again. Or go to shul and do it again. Yes. Yes, you mentioned this meaning, beautiful. Yeah, very, very, very good. Beautiful, definitely, yeah. Yeah, otherwise it could be a shaila, your shul is...
You're holding something.
Yeah, then it would 100, beautiful, yeah. Beautiful, yeah. Yeah. it's a little, it's, the Kiddush is not as strong. Because over here, there's an additional point, although I hear the comparison, but over here's an additional point that mitzvah tichas kavana. A positive mitzvah of blowing shofar has an additional requirement of mitzvah tichas kavana. And he needs that kavana, otherwise he's not fulfilling it. With regards to Kiddush, it's just the concept of being moitzi others with regards to brochas. So it's a slightly different aspect. Does that make sense? Well, it's true that Friday night is according to some of the Reiser, but it's not exactly the same concept, because it might have been Yotzer the Reiser in Kiddush of Shemoneh Esra, and it's a slightly different concept because of Brocha. So it's slightly different. Over here it's actually the mitzvah, not so much the Brocha. What happens? Let me just show you the Mishnah Berurah Tosefot Zayin. Mishnah Berurah Tosefot Zayin tells us a chiddush. Now you tell me if you feel this Mishnah Berurah is a big chiddush or you feel it's not a big chiddush. Mishnah Berurah tells us in Tosefot Zayin the following: Lo nischav neshemei alot says, ze ma'irek shebo lebeis haknesses bistomer. That we said that a person is not yotze if he doesn't have intention. That's only if he goes to shul without much intention. He goes to shul very routinely. I think that's the word. As a routine. Doesn't think why, doesn't think, why are you going to shul? Because last Hoshana I went to shul. Are you going to go next year Hoshana to shul? Yeah, why? Because this year I went to shul Hoshana. You know what I mean? Yeah, without much thought. Then, but if you're going to Beis HaKnesses, you're going to shul, you say, I'm going to shul now specifically for one purpose. I'm going to do it because I want to fulfill the mitzvah of Tkiah Shofar. If that's the case, then says the Mishnah Berurah that if you're going to shul with such a, what's the right word? Focus? Is that the right word? Intention? Then, if you're going to shul like that, then even if for a second, when the blowing of the shofar was happening, you for a second switched off, you switched off, you are still Yotze. Why? Because when you went to shul, you were focused. You said, I'm going to shul because I want to fulfill the mitzvah. So, if later on, during the blowing of the shofar, you just dreamt off for a minute, it doesn't matter. That is unlike a person who goes to shul without much thought. If you go without much thought, and you have no kavana at all, then you've lost the mitzvah. But if you went to shul with a focus, then if you forget yourself for a minute during Tkiyas Shofar, it's still fine. What do you think about this Mishnah Berurah, Rabbosai? What do you think about this Mishnah Berurah, Rabbosai? Very big chiddush. If that's the case, you're right. But it seems that it's not. There is people who go to shul. You know what I'm talking about? People who not.
Maybe it was different in Radin, 100 years ago.
You think so?
I don't know. I mean,
you're talking about Amaratzas, or you're talking about, what are you referring to?
Apparently in the Shtetlach, people were very much, they kind of did things that people did culturally.
Yeah? And it was. And nowadays not?
I think that because people aren't living in the Shtetl, if they actually go to shul, the stomach...
Yeah? Is that true? Did you agree to that? You agree to that? Is that everybody goes to shul nowadays? 2014, whoever goes to shul on Rosh Hashanah has got a clear focus in mind. I can't wait to fulfill the mitzvah that said the Reise of blowing shofar. Do you think that's true? I'm not going to mention any names of shuls, organizations, or batei dinim.
Even if they're once a year people, they're there, like, wow, listen to this. This is interesting. Once a year, hearing the shofar.
Okay. Well, that is. Well, if.
They're not going to go there and think, right, they probably won't have enough dust to be able to think about.
Okay.
They're just going to go along and think, as long as I show up and I don't.
So okay.
The whole time texting people.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. What do you think? It's an interesting one. I think it's a really interesting one.
Some people possibly just go to hear the chazan and the choir.
All right. Well, if that's the case, that's an interesting one. If people go to shul to hear the choir or the chazan, and he doesn't really think about it, he forgot that Rosh Hashanah actually blew the shofar. He's not aware of it, or it's not really important for him, he just doesn't think about it. And then, undoubtedly, he'll go into the category of stomach. And then, if he doesn't have kavanah during Tkiyas Shofar, he won't be yotzer. So I think this is a really important Mishnah Berurah over here, that it helps everybody who's got, if somebody wants to think, if us, one of us, who goes with a focus to shul on Rosh Hashanah, and we are down for a bit after, an afternoon, you think, I'm not sure I had such great kavanahs during Tkiyas Shofar, I'm not sure I had, my mind was fully here. If they ever happened to you, you know, you think, oh, I'm not sure my kavanas were that great. I'm not sure I was fully concentrated. Maybe I just dreamt off for a minute. If you have that kind of, so you can, at the very least, this Mishnah Berurah is definitely comes to save us. Because we certainly came to shul, all of us, came to shul with the focus, we want to fulfill the mitzvah. So that, according to Mishnah Berurah, you can calm ourselves down. Because we've come with that focus to shul, so as far as Mitzvah's Kavon is concerned, we are safe. I think it's a really, really important Mishnah Berurah, this. The truth is, I'll be very honest with you, I can't fully understand it. But that's certainly what the Mishnah Berurah says. I don't understand why a Kavonah of initial focus when you went to shul helps for a Kavonah that is required during Tekiah Shofar. I'm not sure why that helps, but that's certainly what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying.
Does he have to, looking at the other sentence, does he have to have Kavonah every single note?
That's a good question. No, certainly not all the 100. 30 Pashtos, yes, to a large extent, and 10 for sure. Yeah, and we're going to get to that in Mitzvah Hashem shortly.
Makes sense that if you made it tonight, that my Stam Kavanah will be Zoi.
Yeah, but that will lead into the conversation. What exactly is this requirement versus Ches Kavanah, which is something we're not going to go into now, but it has to do with what you're saying. How can it be that you can make a Kavanah earlier, kick in later? How does that work? Why does that work? And most importantly, how does that work? So that's something which is. But that's a very important ma'amakim over here. Okay. Okay. Let's carry on. Wow. I have to finish Sif Tes if you don't mind. Mishatoka v'nischam v'loitzi kol ha'shemeat ki osoy. If somebody blew the shofar and he had his intention was loitzi kol ha'shemeat ki osoy. He wants to be moitzi. Everybody who's hearing his tkiyah shofar, v'shama shemea, and somebody is hearing this, when he's chavan otzes yedei chavos, and his intention is to fulfill the mitzvah, afal pish ein atrikam is chavan leploini, although the person who blows doesn't have specifically in mind Yankel Fischerberg or Yoichanan Wasserman, he doesn't have him in mind, then nevertheless, zeh sheshama tkiyah soy, ve'enu yoidoi yotza. You're still Yotze. In other words, if I'm blowing the shofar and I don't know who is in shul, I don't exactly know this individual, I don't know this individual over there, I didn't even know that he had a son-in-law, I didn't even know that his cousin is here in town. It doesn't make a difference, it doesn't matter. As long as my general intention is, I want to be moed to whoever is in shul. I don't need to know everybody. Why? Shari nischam lehoitzi kol mi sheyishmeinu, because my intention is, I want to be moed to whoever wants me. I'm over here as a service provider. Whoever wants to listen to my tkiyas, with the greatest pleasure. Lefichach mishoyim halach b'derech. Therefore, somebody is going on his way. Or you're sitting in your house. V'shama tkiyas mishliach tzibur, and you are hearing tkiyas shofar from you're hearing tkiyas shofar. Yotzei mischav latzeis. You are yotze. If your intention is to be yotze, why? Shari shliach tzibur mischav loyotze zarab mdechavos. Because a conventional shliach tzibur, a conventional baal tekiah rather, his intention is to be motzi everybody. So if you've got neighbors over here or neighbors over there, and they can't be bothered going to shul, so if they're hearing carefully, they can hear the tekiah shofar. Na yotze. The only exception is something really, really interesting. What happens? So that's the important point over here. So generally, if you hear tekiah shofar, you can assume that it's fine as far as kavanah is concerned. You don't even, although he didn't know you were standing outside, he didn't know you were here, he didn't know about you, you're still yotze. The Mishnah Berurah makes a very big disclaimer to that though. And that's the last Mishnah Berurah of the in Sifkot New Testament. He says, V'shama tkiyas mishliach tzibur, ubilvad shali omad rochim misakneses, kol kach. He said, make sure, however, not to stand too far from shul, she'ef shalishma ishma kol shofar rak kol avore. He's leading us back to the earlier siman, and reminding us that if you're standing far from shul, could be that what you're hearing really is not a clear sound of shofar. Could be what you're hearing is a little bit of a, how should we call it? Echo, resonance. It's not such a clear sound. So don't just, if you can make it to shul, try to make it to shul. Because if you're standing outside on a balcony, leaning over, the sound might not be such a clear sound. It just reminds us about the importance of hearing a clear sound of shofar. But as far as Kavon is concerned, that would actually be okay. Just as a little point, just to finish off, Mishnah Berurah Yud Ches discusses a blind person. Is that a problem, a blind baal tekiah? Can I imagine a yid who's been blowing shofar for 30 years and by now he's turned half blind? Is that a problem? Can it be motzi? It's not a problem. It's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah also says that it's fine. He's fine. A blind person can be a bal tekiah. It's fine. Sifkotten yudches. Okay, we'll stop over here. My intention was to start Simon Tov Kuf Tzadeh, but I will have to wait for tomorrow.